Alternative energy producers in Alaska may benefit from new rules the Regulatory Commission of Alaska is considering. But other independents say the state's power statutes are so antiquated they should be completely revised. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Alaska Environmental Power, which harnesses wind energy, filed a petition with the RCA in August of 2013 asking for changes in current regulations that would facilitate independent producers' access to the electrical grid. Right now, the price of independent power is too high, and that is blocking the growth of independent power companies, according to Teresa Klemmer, an attorney representing AEP. Klemmer says Alaska's current regulations are discouraging private investment in alternative energy.
Independent power producers are looking for a fair opportunity to compete.
Part of the problem is the costs utilities face in purchasing alternative energy and integrating it into the power grid. Klemmer says state regulations need to harmonize with federal Energy Regulatory Commission rules when it comes to allowing emerging energy producers to use existing power infrastructure. A 1980s-era federal law encourages traditional electric companies to purchase power from non-traditional producers. Federal regulations require utilities to pay competitive prices for independently produced power, and utilities must purchase lower-priced alternative power whenever possible. Klemmer says only 3% of Alaska's energy comes from renewable sources, compared with almost 38% in the lower 48, because state regulations have not kept up with the times.
We just wanted to bring the state law in line with what the rest of the country is doing.
In 1982, the then Alaska Public Utilities Commission adopted the federal regulations, but those guidelines are not enforced, according to Duff Mitchell, executive director of Alaska Independent Power Producers. Mitchell says AEP's petition to the RCA doesn't go far enough.
It makes some progress, but it doesn't remove the barriers to connecting to the grid.
Mitchell is working on a privately funded hydropower project intended to provide power for Juneau. Mitchell says Alaska's system now forces independents to pay multiple fees before their power even reaches consumers, because each of the six major electric utilities owns a portion of the transmission lines linking Homer and Fairbanks.
And so it makes it very difficult for an independent power that wants to do a phase two project, and maybe the current local utility right next door to them doesn't need their power, but somebody further away, let's say in Fairbanks, does. But yet you need to wheel that power between three other utilities. They pancake it, or they extract fees and costs such that that power no longer is economical.
Mitchell says in Alaska, utilities own both generation and transmission of power, which is counter to FERC rules. He favors a legislative fix to the independence problems. Anchorage's Chugach Electric has filed comments on the RCA docket indicating that, quote, individual utility boards are in the best position to decide whether a particular project offers value to its customers, unquote. Chugach spokesman Phil Steyer says that Chugach already buys power generated by Cook Inlet Regional's Fire Island Wind Project. Steyer says his company is backing a different but related approach to the problem, unifying the six segments of the grid.
A unified system operator for the rail belt could establish common rules of the road to include reliability standards and interconnection standards.
Steyer says under the present system, it is difficult for electric cooperatives to see beyond their own service areas. But Mitchell says the transmission lines are mostly state-funded and should be open to all users. The RCA has accepted Alaska Environmental Power's petition, and Klemmer says at its most recent meeting, RCA staffers presented language proposing the changes alternative energy producers want. The next step is an RCA draft rule and public comment. I'm Ellen Lockyer.